Hi, it's Ollie, Years and Years with Mikey on the Random 30.
I was a king under your control.
Ollie, how you doing, mate?
Yes, all right, thank you. Yep, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Now, whereabouts are we talking to you? Whereabouts in the world are you?
I'm in my flat in North London.
Okay. Hot, cold?
Oh, it's pretty cold, yeah. Although
Is it?
it's not, yeah, it's been cold here. It's quite sad.
Can
It's
we
summer there.
swap? Because I'm done with summer over here. 33 degrees today and I am done. I hate it.
Wow, yeah, you should come over here. It's like there's a frost in the air.
Look, that's fine. Look, I'd rather the frost and be cold than be sweating and smelling and feral and like that. Mate, so good to talk to you. We've got so much to get through. Before we get to your new album and, of course, your new single with Galantis, something I wanted to ask you that we, you know, we learned throughout last year and stuff, that Years and Years is no longer three people. It's just you. I mean, what happened? You guys didn't have a falling out, did you?
No, we basically... We've been together for quite a long time, almost 10 years. And just in that time, me, Mikey and Emery, we had been through so much and, you know, done so much together, but just changed a lot. And the music we wanted to make really changed. And we just couldn't agree on how to take Years and Years forward. But I really, really like wanted, I didn't want to stop being Years and Years. And I had all these songs and I didn't want to let it go. And so we all kind of like came together and talked about what we really wanted to do. And we decided like this was the best way forward. But I know it's a change.
Look, a change is okay as long as we don't lose the music. That's if we lose the music, then that's a problem. But I guess moving forward with all three, you're obviously still friends. Are the other two still doing some great music things? Like, or have they just completely left the music? What's happening there?
Well, Mikey, I know Mikey will be on the road with us and playing bass with us. But if they're, and I'm not really sure like what they're up to otherwise though.
Man, they're old school now. See ya, whatever. but for you though, I mean, you know, it's been advertised as Years and Years. Are you more leaning towards Years and Years or more Ollie Alexander now?
Well, I think Years and Years is like, when I think of Years and Years and I think of like all the songs from years ago, from Communion, the songs that I've made, and it's like its own thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's, I guess it just feels, yeah, like I didn't want to be Ollie Alexander, the music artist. I don't know why, I just didn't feel right.
Where did the name of the band Years and Years come from?
I think it just was like a random name, honestly, that Emery picked out. It didn't even have like a meaning or anything.
Yeah.
It just was like, okay, we'll go with that.
So it's there's plenty of things like day and day, night and night, but no, we went for years and years.
There you go. Yeah, no, exactly. who knows why? It's like band names are so strange. It's like they have to, you just have to grow into the name, I think.
Yeah, nice. The new album, mate, tell us all about this.
Such a sweet talker, man of my dreams. Tell me, where are you now?
What's the story in total of the new album?
So this album, Nightcall, most of it was made in 2020 and 2021, like from a period of like, from lockdowns, just feeling really isolated. I live alone, so I spent a lot of time by myself and I had really no idea what I wanted to do, and I really fell back in love with the dance music, and everything I wanted to listen to was just up tempo, made me feel good, made me move my body, and I was like, okay, that's what this album has to be. It's all about all the stuff I was missing, you know, like going out and intimacy and connection, that sort of like, okay, that was the like spirit. Once I figured that out, then the rest kind of fell into place. So yeah, it's a up-tempo fun album that hopefully we'll have a good time when you listen.
I'm sure, no doubt we will. I mean, so I guess the album coming together, it's more personal, more of like what we, I guess, all been through of the whole COVID pandemic of missing going out and missing hanging with our friends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it just really made it so clear to me how, important those things are, and when you can't have them, it really made me, think about those connections.
How important was it through the last couple of years? I mean, I know in Aussie land here that it's still going, but it's feral, it's just so bad over here at the moment. But for you guys over there as an artist, how bad did you, I guess, deal with it? Like, but not being able to go on stage, not being able to get in front of the fans and do what you love doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's changed everything. Obviously, I'm really fortunate and lucky in so many ways that I still have my career, I get, you know what I mean? And we can, there is a lot of stuff we can do. But yeah, it took away for me what was the great, the greatest part of being able to perform live and connect with people. And I've done that a bit. So, and it obviously, and it will, and it's coming back, but it's made things definitely more challenging, yeah, but it's the same, but we're all in the same boat, aren't we? So it's just like
Absolutely.
the only thing you can rely on is uncertainty.
Who
So
knows what? Who knows where it's gonna go? The new title, mate, Sweet Talker. This is done with Galantis. Tell us about this. This is cool. Are you the sweet talker? Is Galantis the sweet talker? Is there someone else that's the sweet talker? Who is the sweet talker in this?
well, when, okay, so when I was making the song, I did have like maybe a couple actually like sweet talkers in mind who I just felt particularly had sold me such a great romance, but didn't really deliver. But then I kind of realized that sweet talk, I've been a sweet talker in my time too. Like I've definitely not really been as honest as maybe I should have been. So, it's both.
Good thing or a bad thing?
I think nowadays I see the value in the honesty.
And have you been honest a little bit too much where it may have got you into trouble a little bit?
I think I'm a bit like that, where if there's something on my mind, it has, I do say it, like, which I've, that's a good thing, but sometimes I think it can be, yeah, sometimes it can get you into trouble where you just like, I have a bit of a compulsion, and I'm just like, stop talking, Ollie.
Don't say anything. Just don't say anymore. Talking about your music, and one thing that I wanted to bring up, because we were meant to have a chat with you before the Chrissy New Year period and stuff like that. But performing and doing a song with Australia's own pop princess, Kylie. How was this? How was this performing with her?
Just a dream come true. All my Christmases come at once. Like, anytime I feel down, I can pull up that video and go, look, I'm there with Kylie Minogue. She's just such a legend, an icon, a wonderful person. Like, I'm so lucky that to have worked with her, I get to see this other side to her, which is just like pure professionalism, talent, like generosity. You know what I mean? I mean, that wouldn't surprise anyone, but it's just so cool.
What are you learning? Well, what have you learned from Kylie?
So I feel like Kylie, she's queen of many things, but she's had many comebacks in her career, many reinventions, many different eras, let's say. And it's 'cause she's so passionate about music and creating and trying new ideas, and she's still like that, you know what I mean? She's still got that hunger and that drive, and that comes from just like her spirit, and because she loves it. And that was a really good thing. Sounds simple, but some people, they're not like that, they don't love it, or they don't have the same kind of passion, and but she really does, so it's cool.
Interesting you said that, because I was watching the performance that you did. I think it was a New Year's Eve performance. I don't know exactly what it was, but I saw it on YouTube of you and Kylie on stage, and the two of you, and for Kylie, she was like letting you have the spotlight through the song, and it looked like she was doing a great job, but she was like letting you be the star, and you can kind of watch that. Were you getting that vibe performing it with her?
Oh, that's so sweet. I mean, this is the thing, like, she's very generous on the stage. I think she wants you to shine, and like, that's amazing to be next to,
You could see that in the performance. It was, you know, there you both are, but she's like, nah, this is Ollie. Like, let Ollie shine, and you can definitely see it.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. I love that.
That's really cool. Mate, I mean, new year, 2022, new album, new music. What else is the plans for you throughout this year?
Well, fingers crossed I can tour and do the show again, and, you know, that's sort of like the main thing.
Yeah.
And there's got a few more. Yeah. And also just, and this album, there's quite a lot of music on the album, but I'm hoping that this is like going to be a fruitful period musically for me, because I've got more music kind of here and there, like different collabs and stuff. So we'll see. Who knows what's going to happen?
And you're doing some shows in the UK at the moment?
Yeah, I've got some small shows coming up, like some little intimate shows coming up, and then the plan is to tour in the UK in the spring as well.
Yeah, make sure you add Australia to that list, because we would love to see you over here.
Yes.
So good. Ollie, thanks so much for hanging out with us, man. Loving the new album. All the details about that you'll find at random30.com.au. Ollie Alexander, years and years. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.